Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to twchealth.com/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to twc.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs, and welcome to the Great America Show. Thanks for being with us. And this week, we're going to have, I think, historic times and historic developments. Certainly, Mike Johnson is making it seem so. The Speaker of the House, of course, now talking about being all in for aid to Ukraine, and that is sure to upset a great number of the Republican conference. And the House returning to work Tuesday, and it looks like immediately they're going to be in the middle of conflict, even risking the majority of the Republican House with only a slim majority already, one vote. With the departure of Mike Gallagher, that goes down to two folks missing right now. And who knows what's going to happen. But Hakeem Jeffries and the Marxist Dems are just licking their chops. And Mike Johnson is walking around acting like Hamlet and is always, as I said, confused. And it's very uncertain what will happen, no matter which path he takes. Our guest today is Congressman Tim Burchett. He says that many members of the House of Representatives are compromised and some are outright being blackmailed to vote the way they do. So we'll see who's been blackmailed by whom, perhaps in this vote over aid to Ukraine. The Republicans are worried that they could lose the House, and it looks like they have a lot of reason to do so. That is worry. And now here is Congressman Tim Burchett. And Congressman, great to have you with us. I got a lot to talk to you about, and about everything from your conference, from the Congress itself, the situation in D.C., the satanic Marxist Dems that make up the White House and this regime. I'm thoroughly disgusted. I know millions of Americans are as well, and I suspect you are chief among them. I just want to start by this news break we got that you had been sued because of for defamation. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Well,
get that out of the way.
I would like to, Lou, but on advice from my counsel, make sure I get this right. On advice from my counsel, they asked me to comment.
So now you and I both have we have achieved our obligations and they are fulfilled, and we can move on to the two other matters of state, if that is all right with you, Congressman.
Yes.
Let's start with we get word Lauren Boebert has emergency surgery, putting at risk even further the majority. The fact is that if she is not back to Congress, she would certainly be the end of the majority of for the Republicans in the House, right?
That is correct. And as I like to say, those post offices aren't going to name themselves. We got to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Congressman, but that was, I decided I wasn't going to try to control myself. That's funny as all get out. And you're right. I mean, the nation is at risk if the Republicans lose the majority. I think I take that as your implication there. Am I correct?
You are correct, Lou. And it's, you know, it just shows where we're at. You know, when we, in the previous speaker who we we were moved from office, you know, the one thing we were sure of 100% was that if we removed him, we would have a Republican speaker. Right now, you can't guarantee that. And I don't think you should expect it, because you've got some Republicans are in districts that I understand were almost a 15-point favorite for Biden in the last. So clearly we're in a spot right now.
Well, there you're in a spot. And I want to go back to the first part of what you're saying here. I'm not altogether convinced that Mike Johnson, your current speaker, is Republican. This man has lied to the American people. He's lied to your conference. I don't know if he's lied to you personally, but he has lied through and through. He has sided with the Biden administration. He looks like a guppy rising to the surface every time Biden moves his hand in the air. I mean, I don't know what to make of this man. And I don't know what you're going to do about it, if anything. Your thoughts?
Well, I do know if we remove him, he hasn't lied to me personally. But if we do remove him, I can assure you that Hakeem Jeffries will get the gavel. And as bad as we think things are now, I can assure you it will be like Grant going through Richmond. They will the Constitution. You will see a taste of what it will be like under President Obama's third administration, which would be Biden's second administration. Right. It will be more.
Yeah, I've had all I'm going to put up with, frankly. I'm just sick to my stomach at what this puppet president has done, and these Marxist M's, they're evil incarnate. Yeah. I've called this president a puppet from the time he took the office illegitimately. But now we know he's a puppet. But now I understand clearly after what he did on Easter Sunday and his his day of visibility for trans. I mean, this man, his master is Satan himself. We've got to quit pretending about this guy.
Yeah, I agree with you. And here's what you've got. I think he knows he's in trouble, or maybe I don't know if he knows anything, but his people around him know they're in trouble. And they know that if Trump gets back in the White House, that their plans are wiped out. And they know that they're losing on every front, economics, you just go down the list. The one thing they do know is they've got to ensure that far radical, far left Marxist base. And that's what they're doing every time they do something like a trans day of remembrance or whatever. Or they ignore the problem at the border. They insulate our enemies and isolate our friends overseas. And they know that. And that's exactly what they're trying to appease, because they've got to have that far left base. And they're hoping, of course, with all the illegals that are here, the mail-in ballots you saw were, I don't know if you saw that in three states where I think it's close to 3 million people have registered to vote without any photo ID. So you know what's going on. You know what they're cooking up.
So Congressman, your thoughts, you all are in a terrible situation. Lauren Boebert, we don't know whether she's coming back from emergency surgery. We pray so, but the fact is no one knows. You've got the speaker who, as I said, is I'll be nice about it. He's mercurial. How's that? Is that helpful? Your conference is a mess. Mike Gallagher in Wisconsin, this man needs to be taken to an institution. He's making absolutely no sense. He was the chairman of an important committee, the CCP committee. He didn't do anything. And meanwhile, the communist Chinese are on the march, encircling Taiwan. Your thoughts?
Well, I've talked about in the past how some members I think are compromised, and I can't speak specifically about any of them, but I think that's about the only reasonable answer you can come to. Somebody's whispered in their ear about something in their past, or they are, or maybe a family member or something, and they've just said, I can't risk it anymore. I got to get out. And so they know there won't be much news about a former congressman versus a current congressman. So, you know, and something else that bothers me about that, Lou, we used to have a When I was in the state house, we had a Democrat speaker. You would probably be considered to be a moderate Republican now, if not a conservative in some areas. But his name was Jimmy Nafee. He's still alive. And he had a saying. He'd say, Tim, if you didn't want to work, you shouldn't have hired on. And, you know, it's, you know, when you're in the majority, you run, if you've got a clear majority, you run the show, you know, and the lobbyists are loving you and taking you out to dinner if you're a chairman. But if you're in the minority, and you know, a lot of these guys are comfortable in that role. They just switch it out every 2 or 4 years, and they are, you know, they get greased by the lobbyists legally, of course, and they go on the nice trips because they're friendly with the Democrats, and they go home to their Reagan Day or Lincoln Day dinners and throw out the red meat. And every 2 years they get reelected, and they're comfortable in that role. But, you know, now the gloves are off. People are calling them out, and they can't. And then they're getting out. And that's exactly what you're seeing.
Well, I'm glad to see Gallagher go. I'll be honest with you. He's a fool and he's a knave. He is also an absolute traitor to the people he was supposed to be representing in Wisconsin. He's ignorant as he can be. And he is not only he is just contemptible, in my opinion, lower than a snake's belly because of what he is doing, quite out of pique and pettiness against his party that was supposedly his party. We're talking with Congressman Tim Burchett, great American, and we'll be right back with him in 2 seconds. Well, a little longer, but stay with us nonetheless.
Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared, and now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now. We're talking with Congressman Tim Burchett. Congressman, you probably surmise from what I said that I hold Mike Gallagher in low regard. As a matter of fact, there are rocks that I think more of than I do Gallagher. For him to be a Marine, an ex-Marine, to me is a disgrace. I mean, I find him so objectionable, I cannot tell you. I'm surprised that he got through the Marine Corps, to be real honest with you, because he doesn't have the character one expects of a Marine. I want to your thoughts about it. I mean, what in the world Why isn't Mike Johnson doing something here? He's the speaker. Shouldn't he have some clever plan, like maybe throw the son of a gun out of the conference? Why wait for him to make a decision? Get him the heck out.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on the fact that we need somebody to call him out at our leadership level. And I would say kick him out now because the way the timing is that he will resign after the point of where we can have an election and then put somebody in that spot. So that will leave us at a deficit. Mm-hmm. And that's clearly his intention. He's going to prove a point. And I don't see that point at all. I don't see wrecking the country as anybody's point on the Republican ticket. And to me, that just creates a bad taste. Let's see where he lands. I think we'll see what all this is about. I think we ought to see where several of them land.
Yeah.
And we'll know what this is all about. And I hope you have me back on to discuss that after that.
Absolutely.
I want some of that out too, because it's apparent to me something's going on. I had a conversation with one of my colleagues, and he said that very same, he made that very point. He said, you know, they're not going to beat us fair and square. They're going to cheat their way in, and they're going to lie, and they're going to buy these guys out one way or the other, either to a job or a family job or going back issue.
Do you think Mike Johnson's bought and paid for, or is he just stupid?
No, I just think he needs to start listening to his base. Hmm. And wants to be speaker, and he wants to stay in power, but we are rushing towards the finish line of losing everything at this point. I think it's time to take a stand. Like I said on the border, I said no budget, you know, no border, no budget. I think it's an issue. If you ask, it's in some areas, 85-90% of people are very much alarmed by the situation at the border. And I think shutting down the country to prove that is, and they'll tell you, well, they'll open the borders up. The borders are already opened up. How many more people are we going to, you know, we're almost to the point and there's nobody left to come over. I mean, that's not quite, but we're getting to that point in some of these countries. You know, Guatemala, they can't find working age men and women because they've all come up here for a free ride. And it's just going to continue. So I think that's a beach to die on. I think the American public will respect that. Ronald Reagan closed the government down 8 times in his 8 years. So I think that's something we ought to remember. And the problem we have is we take what the left-wing media says, and then we just sort of let that hang instead of getting out in front of it and saying what's at stake, just naming the number of people that have died from fentanyl, talking about the $400 billion a year we're paying, where American soldiers or veterans being kicked out of shelters so illegals can be housed. Talking about the people's jobs, talking about the fentanyl, the deaths, unnecessary deaths that come over the border. That's the issues we ought to be making, Lou, but we don't have the guts to do it. I get out there and scream about it, and I know people just roll their eyes.
I'm sure they're not rolling their eyes. I'm sure they're listening to you. I know they're listening to you.
I appreciate you saying that, but sometimes I don't really feel that, because it seems some of my colleagues just sort of forget those facts when they get on there. They want to talk about compromises, and compromise is what got us into this mess. They always want to talk compromise when we're in the majority, or we think we're in the majority.
Bipartisanship. Bipartisanship.
Yeah, bipartisanship. They never talked that when Pelosi was, her reign of terror was on. So I just, I really get disgusted, and I hope the American public remembers that. And, you know, I've stated this many times, I don't care if you play golf with them, or they're your cousin, or they dated your sister, or whatever. If they're not doing their job, vote them out.
As a matter of and let them hear from you no matter what. You know, I got a kick out of, you know, when you watch this Lloyd Austin, the former general, walk around puffed up. And I mean, you can tell he thinks he's just about as important as it gets. And he's, you know, is just blabbing about the force size and everything else. He's lost. They haven't been able to meet a recruiting goal since he's been there. He's woke the whole military up, which is means he's put every warrior to sleep. There was a great picture. They decided that they're bringing back veterans now over there because they can't recruit young people because they're too smart to get in that woke mess. And I can't blame a single one of them for not wanting to serve under these fools. And then you've got good old Lloyd Austin and all the generals who are so full of themselves who can't win a war. But by golly, they got fancy uniforms and they get to go around in G650s and fancy cars. And now they're bringing back retired veterans for crying out loud because nobody will come serve with them because they're such ignorant fools. And what they've done to our military is criminal. They should be prosecuted, not in any way saluted. I mean, it's outrageous what these people have done. Your thought, and by the way, the one picture they had up, the veteran with a big pink flag or whatever it was, a rainbow flag, and in halfway uniform, that's what they're running from. That's what everybody's running from. They want no part of these fools.
Yeah, it goes back to my original premise that they're trying to get their base back in, and they know that this is for everything. They get Trump in, and they know they're gone because he's not. He won't tolerate that garbage. But the truth is, you know, you send a guy out in a dress to recruit red-blooded American boys and girls, you're not going to get them. You're not going to get them. And, you know, and that's why in this last budget, I talked about this, how that they didn't block the transgender surgeries. So we know people are going in the military that can go in and they know they can get this surgery. They allow them to shop around for abortions to move to states and the taxpayers pay it. It's just, it's out of control, Lou. It is top to bottom. The thing is, though, it's just so crazy that you think it can't get any crazier. And then Easter Sunday, the most sacred day of the Christian year, the day we celebrate Jesus rising from the dead, forgiving us for our sins, outside of the virgin birth, that's pretty much it, you know? And they cram this thing down our throat with a mental illness and you know, yeah. It's just beyond me. I just shake my head. I think, how much more of this are we going to take? And when are we going to wake up?
Well, I'm not going to take any more, but I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it exactly as I please, and I'm going to say it the way I mean it. And by the way, that may sound like what I've done my whole career, but that's what I'm doing. I mean, when you think about it, these cowards in that White House, that Biden White House, he didn't have the guts to admit that. Anyway, speaking of... the commercial break, we're in it, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're back with Congressman Tim Burchett. And Congressman, I have to go to, I don't understand the evil, the stupidity that we tolerate in this country, the ignorance. It's overboard. We got people walking around thinking they're the prettiest things on the sidewalk who are just ugly and stupid, and they look like something out of a freak show or a carnival. And people go, all right, great, good. You're an independent American. Good for you. The reality is we've got people who couldn't pass a simple test in their high schools. We're putting them in the streets by the millions. And if we don't have enough of those, Biden is bringing in millions of others from the streets and wherever it be, Colombia, Honduras, you name it. They're here by the millions. And we have our Congress saying, you know, it's just another day. And boy, this is going to be great if you just get us to election day. But meanwhile, to your point, the voter rolls are being filled up with these millions of illegal aliens who are going to be voting on November 5th, which, by the way, it's the greatest idea I ever heard. President Trump saying that is going to be Christian Visibility Day, November 5th this year. I love that. Your thoughts about that?
Well, you add every 100 days, we add $1 trillion to our debt. I think that pretty much sums it up, Lou. It's this one is for everything, top to bottom, every race. And if Americans don't show up, they don't have some traditional values that actually honor and respect our history and our flag, then I think we're going to lose everything. We will lose everything, and they will tear it all down and recreate it. This is all part of a plan. Don't kid yourself. This is a plan, and they're following through to the T, and they're ramping it up right now because they are afraid. They know Donald Trump is breathing down their neck and in their people, the red-blooded Americans. The thing we can't do is get too discouraged and say, oh, my vote doesn't count, and they're going to steal it from us. Put enough points on the board so they can't steal it from us, Lou. That's the key. Two things we need for our country. Pray for our country. Ask God to save us one more time, and then, dadgummit, get to the polls and start voting.
Well, I think when you get to the polls, you ought to be there to watch those that poll counting, too. Get involved in the election. Go down to your precinct. Be an observer. Do whatever it takes, but get into that and be part of the be a participant in this, not a victim and not a watcher, an observer. That's the way people get their front teeth knocked out. Let's make sure we don't do that. Get engaged, folks. I've got to say this. The Biden, once again, reduces our strategic petroleum reserves, the lowest level they've been in 40 years. And you know what he said when somebody suggested the other day that they refill those reserves since we're pumping so much oil? He said, no, it's way too expensive now. We can't do that now. And by the way, in this terrible earthquake in Taiwan, nine Chinese PLA Navy vessels circling the island right after the earthquake, 30 aircraft, their latest aircraft flying over Taiwan, the Taiwanese defense zone. And by the way, that followed the earthquake, obviously, the aftermath of the earthquake, and a very important phone call between Joe Biden and Xi Jinping. Now, what do you think the message was? And do you think we'll ever know what they talked about? Because we still haven't learned what they talked about the previous two times.
I suspect it's some sort of a apology or backing down by our president. That's seen in the past. They talk tough, but then when they get on the phone, they crumble. And they're cutting some deals, I think, that shouldn't be cut. China, Lou, when they see a bunch of men in dresses waving some flag that's not blue, I think they realize what's going on. They know that this election, if they get Biden in one more time, that they're going to they stand a very good chance of turning this country into a third world country, and they will rule this world.
Yeah, I don't think there's much doubt about it, much question about it. It all depends on who we elect, if we are allowed to elect who we want to be president. We'll see if the CIA and the intelligence communities and the Marxist Dems and the satanic Biden regime allow we the people to actually have a vote this year. I think that if we get to the polls and get make sure we're there to watch and participate fully, we've got a good shot at it. Nonetheless, as always, Congressman Burchett, thanks for being with us. Thanks for everything you're doing for the country. And I just had an image as you were talking about the admirals in dresses and the, you know, all of the nonsense that these people are doing. And I don't remember of a single battalion from World War II or the Vietnam War that had a rainbow as their company standards, but maybe I just forgot. People need to get their heads on and really quick in this country. You get the last word here.
Lou, I wish we ran you for chairman of the Republican Party. Honestly, you might've had one vote mine, but the reality is we are losing our country. There's no kidding. And if we don't wake up and get to the polls and quit worrying about what people think and just trust your conscience, ask God what you need to be doing on election day. And I guarantee you, it's not sitting on your butt watching The View. It's getting out and getting involved. A lot of people gave everything they had. My uncle died in the hedgerows and shortly after D-Day. He was too old to go and went home. They sent him home and he went back basic in his 30s, rose to the level of sergeant, got killed, never got to have a family, never had anything. My dad went over there and fought and killed people. These rifles behind me are taking off dead Japanese soldiers. So, you know, I mean, I've seen the cost in my family. Let's not throw all that away. Let's not take them for granted. Let's tell them that what they did was worthy of everything that they went through. Let's get to the polls, take an hour out of your miserable lives and make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We appreciate it. God bless you. And our thanks to you for being with us and Congressman Tim Burchett for joining us today. Tomorrow, our guest will be disbarred attorney John Eastman, representing conservatives and, of course, President Trump at one time. The California bar disbarring him because of his political views, ignoring his free speech rights. It's an extraordinary story. And you'll want to join John Eastman and me for our discussion on tomorrow's show. We thank you again for being with us today. See you tomorrow. God bless you. And thank you.